Now, regarding that movie, based on the book.
Oh, that book, Anything Can Happen?
It's a 1952 American comedy. It stars Jose Farrar and Kim Hunter. And I'm such a big fan of Turner Classic Movies, you probably see it popping up once in a while.
Okay.
There. Or you can find it, I'm sure.
And the movie goes by the same name as the book, right?
Correct.
Anything Can Happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1952.
Yeah. His second book I just finished. His second book is about him. He lands in New York. He gets arrested because he can't speak English. He moves to Detroit, works in the automobile industry, decides to go to California, meets a Californian woman, marries her. And after being in America 40 years, he goes back for the first time to Tbilisi, to his village in Georgia. The second book is as good as the first one. I'm really enjoying it. Anyway.
Did he stay in Tbilisi?
No, he came back. It was just a little
just
short
to go visit.
Family reunion visit. We're here to answer your question about home ownership, home remodeling, home improvement at 1-888-767-4348.
Glenn's online first. Let's see how we can help. Got a water leak issue.
Morning, Rosie. I do. Good morning, Rosie. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Calling in. Thank you. Calling in because I found out just in the last couple of days that we have a leak from our main line from the meter to the house. Understand that that's our responsibility, and have come to find out that the line has been put underneath the driveway. So the only way we found out was the leak was coming up through a crack in the driveway. We're not sure exactly where the line is, and based on a couple of recommendations or people coming by, they're indicating I'm going to have to probably either cut out a strip of concrete or take out a big piece of concrete and run a brand new line all the way through, and trying to understand what my options are in that situation.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be coming up at the bottom of the hour break, and I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to give my wife your address, and then I'm going to pull you up and view. It's so spooky. It's so spooky. And I'm going to take a look at your home from the satellite. And there's lots of ways you can skin this cat. We can go out very near the sidewalk if you have one, saw cut the concrete, and grab the line as close to the city tap as possible. Take it outside of the driveway. And whatever we've had to saw cut in that area, we just put back in pavers. We got to get approval from the homeowner association if there is one. And you're all set. I wouldn't rip the entire driveway up. I would just divert it to outside the driveway and bring it up to the house alongside the driveway. But let's get your address. We'll do a little satellite imaging, and I'll have more advice for you directly from there. 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to get in. We'll see what we can do to help you out.
Hang on. We got to turn your microphone on. From the Wedge.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, guys. We have
Miss Carol Vohr.
Listener emailing in this morning with the subject line SOS. So
okay,
here
all
we
right.
go.
All right.
We had a plastic toilet paper roll get flushed down the toilet this morning. It's plastic with spring inside. The toilet still flushes okay. Should I be worried about this? Is this going to cause problems down the road? Any advice and recommendations is greatly welcomed.
I can't imagine that whole thing getting through the P-trap.
So what would you do? So what would you do?
I think
would
the first
stick
thing
your
I would
arm
do.
In there?
Well, you're not going to be able to get to. I would get a snake first and see if I couldn't get a snake all the way through what you know is
okay.
the P-trap. And if you can get the snake through, well, then you've either pushed that through or broken it up enough that. You know, everything else that goes down there can pass successfully.
Is that the toilet paper holder?
Yeah, the spindle. Right.
How
the
does that
spindle.
Happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think we want to speculate on that any further either.
I don't think they wanted to ask that question, Gary. How did that happen? So the toilet roll spring-loaded spindle has been flushed down. I'm with Romy. I'd get a little snake and see if I could get through the P-trap in the toilet itself. I'd go in, I'd I'd chase it the same way it went down. I would send the snake right down the toilet bowl. And if it's still in there, you ought to be able to hear it rattling around when that snake hits it. If it doesn't seem to be in the pee trap, I would flush that toilet about 100 times and run the shower and do everything I could to send that little spindle as far down the line as possible before I actually use the bathroom for what it was designed for.
And you can rent.
You can
rent a hand-mounted snake.
You can go to Ace Hardware and buy a hand snake that's made just for cleaning the toilet trap. And that's all you need to do.
Right. And that's what I was going to suggest. Because do you really want to rent someone else's toilet snake? just buy it. When you're done with it, put it in a trash bag and in the garage. And if you ever move, just leave it with that house and buy a new one for your new house. They're less than $50. So good luck with that. And we've got callers lining up. So we'll get to that right after bottom of the hour news break. We can do a lot of things. But we can't stop the clock when you hear the music. That means we're hitting a hard break. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit the number 1 button and then I'll bypass the message and put you right in the studio.